Fountains of living water are breaking forth. We welcome you to partake of this great blessing through the spoken word of God through His servant. Be blessed.
It's a lot. There's a sacrifice attached to that. I'm sure the Lord will honor the sacrifice of coming here physically. In Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, before I just pick something in my heart, and I think that it will, maybe in 2 minutes, I just want us to just interact with someone close to you. And what changed from, you know, what you had last week? What did you do differently? And just talk to someone. Just ask the person. If you don't know the name of the person, ask the person, what's your name? And then the teaching you had last week, what did you do differently from other weeks? We shouldn't joke about it. It's serious. I want us to be serious. What did you do? Did you pray more? Did you? It's serious. Amen. Because it's possible that some of us didn't do anything about it. It's possible. I'm not confessing negatively, but it's possible that some of us did not do anything about it. Amen. Okay, there's a lot of instruction that came last week. Personally, I was so blessed by the message. I always thank God because sometimes when an instruction is given to me to do this, I have to do more than what I would personally do if I am studying, you understand? So, and then it helps me to see a lot of things and help me to make a lot of adjustments within. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, going through the book, like I can say the book is like a handbook of what we are teaching now. Amen. Following the leading of the Spirit, still under the supernatural life. Amen. I would want to look at it from the leading of the Spirit, how it connects. So it's clear that I've seen many things in the book. I've read the book before, actually, but I've been seeing new things that I've not seen before. Or maybe the way I read it, or probably I was not able to capture it. I've seen a lot of things, and I understand it's clearing to me that the Lord actually gave Reverend Kenneth E. again the message. You know, when you are interacting with materials that comes from the Lord, there will be a witness. It's clear that it was not his idea to just write that book, How to Be Led by the Spirit. Amen. It was clear that the Lord instructed him. And there is a lot of things there that we don't yet know. We may know it, knowledge, but we don't have it as life. And that's the reason I believe the Lord is bringing this thought again. I know I said to myself that I have to sit down with that book again with a purpose now in mind. Do you understand what I'm saying? Amen. But there is something the Lord communicates in that book that we must have it. We must have it. If we don't have it, it's going to affect our journey. There's something, you know, that the Lord dropped in that book. And that looking at that book again, I begin to see differently that I've not seen before. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So we're going to continue this. Last week, we were talking about leading of the Spirit, how it connects to supernatural life or supernatural living. And we said that supernatural life, amen, is of different degrees. But we are trying to zero down into the one that is in the Holy Ghost. Or the supernatural life that the doctrine or the name of the Holy Ghost, you know, supplies, or the name of the Holy Ghost gives. That's the life that we are trying to look into. Amen. And then we can't talk about that without the leading of the Spirit. It's a core emphasis as far as the supernatural life is concerned. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, studying the book, I come to discover that We can't talk about leading of the Spirit or supernatural life, as it were, without having an understanding of who we are. And that's what we're trying to look at last week, that we are first and foremost spirits, we have souls, and we live in the body. As far as that understanding is not well seated in the soul, there is no way a Christian will be supernatural. It begins from there. And I now begin to understand why that some of those kind of teaching did not sit well. I now also understand why the Lord has to take Reverend Kennedy again, of blessed memory, through some part. Sorry, I'm going to be mentioning his name over and over again. It's not about again. It's about what the Lord gives to him. Amen. We are not worshiping again. Please, it's just what the Lord gave to again for us that we are trying to glean and receive. Do you get that? You know, just like when you teach the book, when you teach epistles of Paul, you cannot but mention Paul. It's not like, okay, we are now raising Paul above Jesus. No, it's Jesus. It's not about Paul. No, there is something Jesus gave to Paul, and that we can't take without going through Paul. We can't push Paul aside and go to get it from Jesus. It doesn't work that way. So this thought was delivered to Reverend Kennedy again. We have to acknowledge him in honor. We are not worshiping him, so that we'll be able to access that grace. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. So he had an experience where he has to leave his body at a point in time. And that was a whole lot of teaching entirely. Because before that time, the understanding of destination of spirits after leaving the body was not clear in the body. You know, there was a lot of school of thoughts. Some believe that people will die and reincarnate in the church. Yes. Some believe in what they call soul sleep. So when you die somewhere, the spirit and the soul will hibernate and be sleeping until probably the time that they will, you know, all those kind of, a lot of thoughts. But the Lord allowed him to leave his body while he was sick. If you have read, you know, some of those testimony, he left his body while he was not yet quickened in the spirit and went to hell, so that he will understand that when a spirit leaves the body, they will not just be valiganting around, as many of us believe. Movies have pushed that doctrine so much that we believe it somewhere. I remember I was talking with my dad some times ago, and then we're talking around this area, and then was, you know, there are a lot of means, cultural beliefs, it's diversified in different culture, that evil spirit put it in place so that you will not take the scripture. That is the reason they did that. So they teach things like when people die, they relocate to somewhere else to go marry and give birth. Have you heard some kind of things before? If you believe that, you will not believe this message. Because that believing is not just, I just believe it. No, it arranges your soul in a way that you will not be supernatural. So when spirit pushed just kind of doctrine, they are not stupid. If you believe it, somebody says, I saw it live. The fact you saw it does not mean it's not a lie. There are many lies that can be seen and touched. You understand what I'm saying? Amen. So when you believe such things, you will not believe scripture. And those things are everywhere. They are movies push them, you know. And then all kinds of things. Amen. The Western world has their version. And you see people go into cemetery, drop flower, and be talking. What do you think is that? You just think it's innocent. Oh, daddy, since you left us about 2 years ago, we have not been okay. But God has been helping us. Nonsense. You are just talking to stones. The person is not aware of what you are saying. He's not anywhere on the earth. He has left. Either he's in hell or he's in heaven. He's not in between. He's not in purgatory. All those things are not scripture. Amen. So those things were very strong when, you know, God has to take again through those experiences. Now, if you read some of the again books that talk about spirit, soul, body, and talks about developing the human spirit. He emphasized on that. He shared that testimony over and over again. How he left his body, went to hell, and a being held him to accompany him into hell. Somebody said there's no fire in hell. Have you been there? Again, he's been there and he said he saw fire. So I will believe again. You understand what I'm saying? Amen. Except if you go to go back. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. And he said the voice spoke. He said he didn't know the language the voice spoke. The whole place shook and the being left him. And the energy the voice releases begin to make him ascend back. You know, if you like to fantasize, don't fantasize on things like that. ascending back, and you know, he says at a point he begin to see the light of the earth, because he went so down that the place was dark. See, the darkness was too thick. I can feel it. Amen. So he has to ascend back, coming into his body. He said he wore his body like a man will wear his trouser. If you need to understand some of those kind of things. Amen. And left the body again. The same thing repeated until he now have to give his life to God. He now remembered Sunday school message in church about giving your life. You know, he now gave his life to Christ. He has been baptized in water, but he has not been born again. That was why he was going down. So after he now gave his life to God, when he left his body the next time, he ascends. That's a lot of message, isn't it? He ascends light into heaven and heard a voice. He said he believed he's the Lord. Because when he saw Jesus, after many years, the voice was exact the voice he had. He had Jesus when he was 17. And when he was after decades, he saw Jesus and Jesus was talking. He knew that that was the voice I had when I went into heavens. And the voice said, go back to the earth. You have not done your assignment yet. He now entered his body. And then healing and everything came. So what am I saying? That experience clearly tells us that nobody leaves the body and is hanging around. Do you understand what I'm saying? There's no such thing. It's a lie that has come to stay. And is in churches. So don't believe such things. Believe the scriptures. Amen. Hallelujah. So we need to have understanding of man is a spirit primarily, and have consciousness of our spirit. Give more consciousness to our spirit. If not, we will not be able to live the supernatural life. So the supernatural life begins with understanding our spirit man. We are primarily spirit. That thought should sit in us. Hallelujah. We are primarily spirit. We have soul. We live in our bodies. Amen. Praise the Lord. We need to be aware of that. So that's one of the things we established last week. We looked at that. Let's look at the scripture to just, you know, strengthen that a little bit before we move ahead. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 15. The Lord will help us this morning. Amen. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 15. Say, know ye not that your bodies are the members of Christ, that shall I then take the members of Christ and make them members of an harlot? God forbid. And he says, What? Know ye not that ye which is joined to an harlot is one body? For two, seeth he, shall be one flesh. But he that is joined, this is where I'm going, unto the Lord is one spirit. Amen. So our spirits being quickened, joined to the Lord. Permit me to say that shares the nature of Christ. Hallelujah. It shares the nature of Christ. 1 Corinthians chapter 12 verse 13 said something like that. Baptized into the body of Christ. Okay. It says by one spirit are we all baptized into one body. Whether we be Jews or Gentiles. Whether we be bond or free. We have been made to drink into one spirit. So we are baptized into the body. We, in our spirit, we share the nature of Christ. Say amen. In our spirit, we share the nature of Christ. That is very important. That was the reason why God commissioned ministers to preach and teach new creation reality. New creation reality as a teaching is not bad in itself. It is when it is taken out of boundary that it becomes an issue. New creation reality is real. It's a teaching and it's in scripture. What is it about? For you to be conscious of what happened in your spirit. It's very important, because if you don't have that understanding, you are going nowhere. You need to be conscious of it. I think E.W. Kenyon wrote a book about new creation reality. That's the title of the book. It's a very wonderful book. You can get it and read it. To tell you that, you know, your spirit is new. Say amen.
Amen.
And that's a whole lot of difference between you and an unbeliever. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So we got to understand that our spirit, because our spirit is Christ, our spirit is in harmony with the Holy Ghost. It's very important. Our spirit does not argue with the Holy Ghost. Our spirit does not struggle with the Holy Ghost. Our spirit is in harmony with the Holy Ghost. That's why scripture says in Romans chapter 8, you read from verse 14, it says that many as are led, they are what? They are the sons of God. As many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Okay, now look at the next verse, verse 15. Says that for he, go to verse 16 because of time. Thank you. But the Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit. So the Holy Ghost does not bear witness with the soul. He is going to get there. Okay, but as new birth, it bear witness with the Spirit. It's going to be bearing witness with the soul when the soul has adopted the nature of the Spirit. Do you understand what I'm saying? So it's bearing witness with the Spirit, not with our bodies. Holy Ghost does not bear witness with the body. Holy Ghost does not bear witness with the soul as new birth. It bear witness with the Spirit that we are the children of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Reading the book, I saw something, and I want to talk about it, that, you know, this, I think he called it knowing about your salvation. Of course, he's talking about the quickening, the new birth experience. Amen. Now, you don't need a prophet to tell you that you are born again before you believe that you are born again. Do you understand what I'm saying? Now, if I want to ask you a question, how do you know that you are born again? Have you ever thought about that before? Okay, have you ever had a conflict that, am I born again or not? Yes, sir. You know, have you ever had that kind of conflict? Okay, am I born again? Okay, I think some of those things happen that maybe when you are young in the faith, where you have not been able to place a witness. But being a while in the faith, do you have that issue? There is a witness. Maybe somebody just, maybe you attend a meeting and somebody is on that prophetic and he said, you there, you are an unbeliever, you are not born again yet. How will you? Okay, this prophet is a big prophet. There's something is there. What makes you not take that is a witness, and that witness is not spectacular, it's just a witness inside. It's settled inside that I'm born again, I'm a child of God. Hallelujah! It's just there. Amen. It's a witness. So the Spirit bear witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. So it's a witness. It's not just the same way you bear witness that you are quickened. The same way you bear witness concerning many things. It's the same thing. It's the same way. The same way there's a witness concerning you being quickened in the Spirit. The same way you will bear witness concerning many, many, many things. Sometimes it's because we are not too much conscious about our spirit that sometimes when people are quickened in their spirit, you know, they come out for an altar call again and all that. It's because they have not been exposed to teaching that will make them conscious of their spirit. When you are conscious of your spirit, you are conscious of the feeling of your spirit, you are conscious of the movement of your spirit, you will not need to be reminded that you are born again. You will know. It's a knowing that is well seated in the heart. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We live in our bodies. We are not bodies. We live in our bodies. We talked about that we should not be subject to our bodies. We saw that in 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 27, when Paul said that he's not going to be that he will put his body under. Amen. We saw that the Spirit should take the lead. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Now, one of the reasons is because the Spirit, your spirit is more intelligent than your soul right now and your body. Your spirit is intelligent. The best education on earth cannot make your body, your brain, more intelligent than your spirit. It's not possible. Your spirit knows things. Very intelligent. Yes. So if you give it to your spirit, if you allow the spirit to take the lead, it will change a whole lot of things. Hallelujah. It will change a whole lot of things. So our spirit is very intelligent. He's Christ. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So we saw, okay, let me begin to just go into leading of this. Okay, let me talk about how to train the human spirit briefly before I enter this. The human spirit. Amen. How to train our spirit. What are we supposed to do to train our spirit? Now, I saw a statement in a book, and it says that the human spirit is like the way the body is exercised regularly to be fit. You exercise yourself regularly in the body. Even if you exercise your body regularly, the Bible says the bodily exercise profited little. So you exercise your body to be fit. There's something like that also for the spirit. Your spirit can be quickened and it's not fit. Amen. Permit my choice of words. Sometimes I look at how do I present this thing better, but don't understand what I am saying. Amen. I'm not saying, are you saying that a spirit cannot be, maybe a spirit is Christ? Understand what I'm saying. But you see, the spirit may not be fit. Or let me use the word, the spirit can, may, Holy Spirit help me. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Your consciousness is not connecting to the spirit as it ought to. Amen. It's not the life is not flowing as it ought to. There's a clog. And at the end of the whole thing, in your soul or in your self-conscious, you are spiritually dull. Not that your spirit is not quickened, but because there is no, you have not exercised yourself to be able to connect to the spirit and fetch information. So permit me to use the word, the exercise you need to go through, you know, to train yourself to pick things from the spirit is what I want to call how to train your human spirit. I'm trying to be careful because amen. Someone else understand what I'm saying. Amen. But are you getting what I'm saying? Praise the Lord. These things are real. If you do them, you will have testimony. They are real. Amen. There's an exercise to take. You know, again, talks about meditating on the word, practicing the word, instant obedience to the voice of your spirit, and praying in tongues regularly. These things are very true, but I want to merge them into words that we can probably connect to scripture. Amen. That does not mean what he said is not in scriptures. Amen. I just want to put it together in my own words. Hallelujah. You can exercise yourself in faith. Faith is a major exercise in the spirit. That is why it's a walk. Bible does not say you sit in faith. Are you getting what I'm saying? It's a doing word. It's an action word that exercises you when you engage in it. Do you understand what I'm saying? When you want to exercise, you take a walk, isn't it? You run, isn't it? Oh, those are action words. You don't exercise sitting. Are you getting what I'm saying? So scripture uses the word walk by faith. That means a faith at every level is an exercise in the spirit. So when you engage in faith, amen, beginning from trusting the scriptures, believing the scriptures, believing the scriptures, and taking the scriptures on what scripture says,
You believe it. You are exercising yourself to be more tuned to your spirit. Are you getting what I'm saying? It's an exercise. Faith is an exercise. When you don't do things by faith, when you don't engage faith, you will be dull, spiritually speaking. You will be dull. You cannot be supernatural. You will be dull because you are not exercising. Are you getting what I'm talking about? You are not exercising. So you exercise faith. It's one of the major exercises. And then, you know, faith is a conglomerate of the word. It's a faith cometh by hearing. So when, you know, he puts all those meditating on the word, practicing the word, you can capture them with faith. Anytime you engage the word, faith is born. It's a faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So anytime you are relating with the word, you are responding to the word, is an exercise of faith. Somebody told Jesus, speak the word only. That is an exercise of faith. The word is not tangible. You know, one of the is not physically tangible. One of the things that Satan also introduced in our basic teaching that begin to affect faith is too much of tokens. We do not, you know, daddy was sharing something like that, and then it was like they just removed something from my eyes. We begin to put trust into what we can feel. We say holy water. This one is from Jerusalem. They have prayed on it. They took it to one mountain. It is one prophet. You know, you believe that than what scripture says. That will make the spirit, that will make that person dull. Are you getting what I'm saying? Is it a major concern to you that we are not, you know, people picking leading from their spirit now is very scarce, and there are churches everywhere? What happened? Something, we know we missed something that, you know, begin to mantle, handkerchief, you know. Some years ago, I met someone from a particular denomination. I will not call the name of the denomination. And then, you know, we got talking. Before we say one or two things, he will bring forth an handkerchief. He said, this handkerchief. this handkerchief. So he talks a lot about the handkerchief. He talks a lot about a particular book, a devotion. He said, the devotion is not just a devotion, it's a mantle. I said, yeah, really. So and I asked him, I said, what about your Bible? Maybe the devotion was written from what is in the Bible. He did not have faith in the Bible as he has faith in those mantles. That kind of person will find it difficult to be supernatural. I don't know if you are getting what I'm saying. Amen. So when this thing set in, to now our relationship with the world was affected. Some of us still have that disease. We don't relate with the world as we ought to. Absolutely. Again, says God said it, I believe it, and that settles it. So those things came in as a replacement to the word. I don't know if you are getting what I'm talking about. To the point that people start going, you know, it becomes almost becoming diabolical, taking pictures to pray and all those kind of stuff. Amen. Hallelujah. Those things affect our relationship with the word. And because our relationship with the word is now become weakened, we're targeting dull. I don't know if you are getting what I'm saying. Are you getting what I'm saying? So how do we go back there? We have to relate with the word. Don't play with scriptures. Don't play with, when you play with scriptures, you are playing with everything about your journey with God. Hallelujah. To put this scripture together and they deliver it to us in our days is not an ordinary thing. There's a lot of war to pervert the scriptures and everything. So God knows you can't just put scripture aside and say, the Bible, let's put it aside, let's go and know God. It will not be easy like that. You can't even know God. You're not going anywhere. When Jesus resurrected from the dead, it was the scripture he was expounding. Amen. So we must make sure that we must have a healthy relationship with the word and believe the word. And yield to the word and practice the word. That's how we get more, we increase our sensitivity. So a walk of faith is one of the ways to exercise yourself to be more sensitive to your spirit. Another walk is the walk of love. Those are how to exercise yourself. You want to exercise yourself to be, you know, spiritually fit. You know, you don't go and carry weight lifting. That one is for the body. You can have muscle in the body. It does not mean you have muscles in the spirit. You understand what I'm saying? So there is what you need to do. You know, when you need to stretch yourself to love, to stretch yourself to walk by faith. It's an exercise. Paul says, I exercise myself. Let's look at that scripture. I think it's the book of Acts. When he said that my conscience is void from offense. It's an exercise. He has to exercise himself in love to keep a conscience pure. And herein do I exercise myself. See, it's an exercise. To have always a conscience void of offense towards God and towards man. So it's an exercise. Amen. You have to exercise yourself in it. 1 Timothy chapter 4 verse 7. Is a godly exercise. Profits is an exercise. We have to exercise ourselves in love. I got to discover something that one of the reasons why people are not being led by the Spirit is that they are not walking in love. They are not walking in love. Have all kinds of things in their heart. There's no way that person will pick instruction from the Spirit. It will clog your atmosphere. You will be dull. It will make you dull. I don't know if you are getting what I'm saying. Instead of inner witness, suspicion is what you will be picking. Have you seen places that the doctrine that is served make people more suspicious? You can't see leading there. I don't know if you are getting what I'm saying. They suspect. Members sitting in church suspect one another because of a teaching. Now you get what I'm talking about. You suspect every when that thing is when you know when it's in the heart. Amen. That heart will not be able to be sensitive to the Holy Ghost. You can't be sensitive to the Holy Ghost. So the walk of faith and the walk of love is very important. Again, taught majorly three major subjects. He taught faith, he taught love, and taught leading of the Spirit. I don't know if you are getting what I'm saying. Yes. Those are the major. In fact, I saw that I don't know about the teaching of love, but he said that when he was bedridden and the Lord healed him, the Lord said, go and teach my people faith. Say amen. Amen. He said, I've taught you faith. He saw scripture, Mark 11. He believed in it. He acted on it and he was healed. And Jesus said, now go and teach my people that experience you had. Go and teach the church faith. So he was commissioned to teach faith. I thought that was the only thing they told him. No. When Jesus appeared to him and he was telling him how to be led by the Spirit, he said, go and teach my people. That's another commissioning. How to be led by my Spirit. He said, go to them that have, or go to them that sell and buy. Some people are commissioned to do some things. So if you don't like their face, you better like them and get what then. He was sent to do that. He was sent to do, Jesus sent him to teach the body how to be led by the Spirit. To teach the body faith. And we saw him taught love also. Amen. Hallelujah. So there's no way we, if our love work is not love toward the saints, amen. If love toward the saints is not, you won't be led by the Spirit. Amen. You must love. To open your valves. Daddy taught us that when you forgive people, it's an act of love. It's not for them, it's for yourself. I don't know if you are getting what I'm saying. If you don't, your life will be confused. Your life will be confused, eh? Your life will be more complex than calculus. Everything will be confusing. And it's not dealing. It is because you are dull in the spirit. It is because you are not sensitive enough. You are not releasing people to have a valve that will be able to connect the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Of course, one of the major way to, you know, these things practically can play. Again, talks about instantly obeying the voice of the Spirit. Now, you know what your spirit will always tell you to do. When you want to hold grudges against someone, you know, inside will not allow it. If you don't respond to that thing, when you want to fetch you a direction from there, you know, go walk. So when you are disobeying, you are training yourself not to be dull to. I don't know if you are getting. Are you getting what I'm saying? The Lord will help us in Jesus' name. I'm praying that this teaching will make a lot of difference in my life and in our lives in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Of course, praying in tongues is major. You pray in tongues. Scripture says, if I pray in an unknown tongue, my spirit pray it. So when you pray in the spirit, you know, when you look at Paul, when I checked the life of Paul, I noticed that Paul's, Apostle Paul, response to the spirit is very, very sharp. You read the book of Acts, you see it there. They get to a place to preach, they say the spirit constrained. He used different words. And that place, he said he was grieved in his spirit. You know, are you getting what I'm talking about? You know, and that place, he said when he saw in Athens, when they were worshipping whatever, he was vexed in his spirit. You know, you see those things. Amen. And the same Paul said, I pray in tongues more than you all. So you can connect it. You can connect it. That means he's sensitive. Very sensitive to his spirit. He's very, very sensitive to the point that somebody mimic that is the Holy Ghost that is prophesying through her. Paul fetched it out. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. God will always guide us through our spirit. We've talked about that. Inward witness. I will have to talk about, you know, when I look at it, okay, let me talk about the spectacular and the spiritual. No, the spectacular and the supernatural, rather. Amen. The spectacular and the supernatural. When we talk about how to be led by the Spirit, there are many ways the Holy Ghost leads. There are many ways the Holy Ghost leads. You talk about dreams. Now, it's not all dreams that is Satan. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. And it's not only dreams. Through dreams, the Holy Ghost leads. When they hear leading of the Spirit, it must be a dream. What if you don't have time to sleep? What will now happen? It's not dreams. It may be malaria that is making you dream. You know, many things can cause dreams. Hallelujah. So that's not the only way he leads, even though he can choose to lead that way. Are you getting what I'm saying? There are many, many ways the Holy Ghost leads us. Okay? And now I will mention some and I will focus on a particular one and I will tell you why. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So we talk about dreams, night visions, no? Holy Ghost leads through that. Another extreme is that, no, everything dream is cancelled. Then if you are Joseph, Jesus will die. Because it was a dream. God speaks through dreams. It was a dream. Take the young child and... It was a dream. What if you woke up with a dream? Rubbish. Okay, let's look at it. And be one of God in the dream. That they should not return to Herod. And they departed into the water way and all that. So, there are dreams. But they know it's Old Testament. Dream is New Testament. There is dreams in the New Testament. So, we shouldn't go into extreme. Amen. Amen. There is dreams in the New Testament. If you check it, you see them there. You know, sometimes they call it night vision and the likes. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So there are many ways the Holy Ghost leads. Can lead to vision. Again, taught about different kind of vision. Open vision. Okay. It talks about open vision being that your physical senses is seeing life into a spirit. As open vision. Amen. He gave an example of how the Lord came to teach him. You know, the Lord came to his room. He saw the Lord's life. You understand what I'm saying? You know, the Lord told him that this experience is open vision. Hallelujah. It's not always common. It's more to people that are in the prophetic office most often time. Hallelujah. The open vision, he talks about trance. Okay, you know, trance is a kind of vision, but your physical senses are shut down. And it can be very brief. Just a flash. It's just, you know, it's in the scriptures. Peter had trance in Acts chapter 10, sir. Peter had trance. Paul also had trance when he was in the temple, and God said that you witnessed before me, before the kings and all that. It was a trance. So there are trance in scripture. Some of us must have had trance before. Okay? Just a short time, just like a glimpse. But it's not, you don't see it with your physical eyes. Your physical eyes are shut down. Amen. And it came to pass, he said it is there. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So there are leadings like that. There are authoritative voice of the Holy Ghost, of course. Audible voice. People hear audible voices. And the Lord speaks through that sometimes. Okay, this one, the ones I'm mentioning, they are the spectacular ways of leading of the Spirit. I don't know if you are getting what I'm saying. So some are spectacular, and very few are not. We'll look at it. Amen. Hallelujah. And one of the mistakes we make is that because of our level and because of our current state, where what is mostly, you know, sensical or appeal to our senses is what will mostly tilt to us. So most people want to be led by spectacular leading. I don't know. Are you getting what I'm saying? Now, and again, sound a note of warning that you don't seek the way you should be led. Okay, Lord, I want to see the Lord in the vision concerning this matter. If not, I will not move. Every evil spirit will appear to you. We have to be very careful. I think it was Pastor Michael Gwe that shared a testimony that I had it, and it fear gripped me. He said he knew the person who was his friend, who prayed that he wants to see an angel concerning the matter. And a being appeared to him. And he says that from that day, every night, he sees himself sleeping with a snake. From that day, and that happened for some years before he had deliverance. You know, God has to break that thing. He was in a meeting, you know, a worship meeting by a major worship, in the body, very strong person. Amen. Was leading worship, and the Lord, in a vision, he saw the snake being, you know, struck by lightning, and that was how the thing stopped. So he prayed that he wanted to see an angel. So we have to be very careful. We don't pray that, okay, I want to see Jesus. You don't need that. If the Lord choose to come that way, it is the Lord's choice. And the Lord has reason why he does that. I don't know if you are getting, the Lord can speak to somebody about marriage spectacularly and may not speak to you about it. You understand what I'm saying? That does not mean your own is less. I don't know if you are getting what I'm talking about. Are you getting? Because there's a way we tell you see that spectacular thing. That's why we like Elijah than John the Baptist. You know, because of our state, we like the spectacular. Bam! Hey! This must be God. You know, so I saw that spectacular is something that is sensical, that appeals to the senses, striking the human senses that, you know, pull attention when it happens. You know, some people like to, I had the Lord in the vision and he came with 25 angels. They were all, you know, it makes, when you are saying that, you say, wow, he's a big man of God. You know that is a mind that, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. That does not, you know, signify that you are big. Praise the Lord. So the spectacular is an aspect of the supernatural. The spectacular is an aspect of the supernatural. All the leading of the Holy Spirit are supernatural. but not all are spectacular. Some are spectacular. Okay? Are you getting what I'm saying? God leads spectacular. Some are spectacular. Just like Cornelius, you know, an angel came. Are you getting what I'm saying? All this kind of stuff. Breaking into, seeing an angel. Or some people have seen the Lord himself. Amen. Jesus has appeared to people. Do you know that? And he's still doing that. Praise the Lord. They have seen Jesus. Some have seen angels. Some have been out of body experience. Some have been translocated. Those are spectacular. Amen. Dealing with of God, with man. But that's not the, it's an aspect of the supernatural. The Lord will help me. I want to say something. I'm trying to see how to communicate it well. So you don't ask the Lord to lead you. You don't choose the way you should be led. You don't ask the Lord to lead you by spectacular. No. It's disrespectful, and then you are opening yourself to evil spirit. The Lord choose. That now again told Jesus told again rather and said that the leading, the primary way I lead my people is by inner witness. And you have the right to call for that. I don't know. You have the right. That is the, what's it called? The primary way. So anytime you want to know God's will and you are praying, first and foremost, that is where you should be expecting leading from. Not your roof open. Did you get what I'm saying? Not come out and you begin to see the alignment of the sun and the moon. And the rainbow came out today. And I prayed this morning. So it means this. You know, it's not, if you do that, evil spirit will bring rainbow out. You don't know evil spirit, they will bring crayon in the spirit, marker, and draw rainbow. They can't, oh, evil spirit. They just draw rainbow in front of your house. Before you know, you are deceived. you don't know evil spirit. Amen. Hallelujah. So inner witness, anytime you are trusting the Lord for leading, check your spirit. You pray, you check your spirit. You check your spirit. That is the primary way Jesus wants to lead you. He can choose to come in another way. And the leading, okay, let me jump ahead of myself a little bit. Inner witness is available all the time. All the time is available. It's just you being able to access it. It's available all the time. Anytime you want to fetch, it may not be instant, but when you wait in the spirit, pray in the spirit, check in the spirit, and do, you will, it will, you will know the direction to go. Are you getting what I'm saying? This thing is real. We should have masters in these things. I said, Lord, I want to, is it possible to have PhD in leading of the spirit? you know? The Lord trained you and then you mastered it to a very high degree. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. It's available all the time. It's available all the time. Now see this. Now, one of the reasons why we have to be very careful desiring the spectacular is this. And, from my understanding, I don't know. I may not be accurate. Thank God Daddy is here. If I'm not accurate, Daddy will put it together. Amen. One of the reasons why the Lord may not want, because spectacular, it does not come every day. You know, you are seeing AJ all the time. They come to you all the time. It's not generic. It's not generic. Very true. It's not something, you know, people teach people how to see angels now. You know, that kind of thing. It's heretic. How to leave your body. It's heretic. Imagine Philip teaching people how to translocate. Is he even know, sir? It was not, it didn't just happen. That's the only time it happens to him. It just happened, not that, okay. He willed it and it happened, and then you know he now begin to use that as a means of transporting, you know, this kind of things. Now entering portal and entering layers and the likes. You know, we are laughing about these things. These things are very common in the body. We have to be very careful of them. Amen. Amen. Pitfall. Spectacular can easily be counterfeited. It can easily be counterfeited. That's why I feel that the Lord does not mostly go through. It can easily be counterfeited. Something, you know, Muhammad said that he saw an angel. Jibril, who told him to, who gave him a book. What kind of an angel is that? So there are evil spirits that does those kind of things. They masquerade, they do those kind of things and all that. So it can easily be counterfeited. Spectacular. We have to be, if the Lord choose to, why not? But it's also wisdom to submit it. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. It does not encourage faith. If it continues, it does not encourage faith. It does not encourage you, you know, if it becomes a something you can will and have, you will not grow in faith well. You will not be patient. You will not be able to wait. Those are things that inner witness will culture. When you want to, it can easily puffs you up if you are not careful. So you are seeing an angel and you are in a church where the pastor has not seen one angel before. You assume that you are higher. That thing can. So the Lord does not want to destroy you. Imagine that from the day you got born again, you are seen into, you will not be here. You will not be here because you see nothing in doctrine. You just look at them, they are just teaching. They are just teaching. They are just teaching. Look at them. They are just sitting down there wasting away. Those of all that are entering them and attend court session and do this kind of things. It makes you puff up. You become proud. Why would the Lord be training you with something that will make you proud? Something that will not make you submit? Something that will not make you stay in church? Hallelujah. So the Lord almost often time does not come that way. But now he chooses to come that way is for a particular reason. And you don't expect it to be happening every day. It's not even for everybody. It's because some people use it to brag. So there's an aspect of the supernatural that looks normal. There's an aspect of the supernatural that, permit me to put it this way, the supernatural have two aspects. One is spectacular. And the spectacular appeals more to the outward. It moves the outward. If you come to a church and the minister levitates, hey, power, you know. You understand what I'm talking about? There's a way he can, you know. And because we are carnal, sorry to say, but that's the truth. So it appeals to us more. It appeals to us. That's why some people prefer Elijah than Jesus. The days of Elijah. That's the theme of meeting. Let fire fall. You know, this kind of thing. It looks more powerful. Amen. It's spectacular. It appeals to the body more. Sometimes the Lord even does that. Please. Sometimes the Lord does that because he needs to convince you beyond doubt. Just to help you. Amen. Hallelujah. So if you have such, that don't think that you are more spiritual. And people that are not having, that's what I'm saying, what I'm saying. It's not a sign that you are more spiritual. It can even be a sign that you are not spiritual enough. Hallelujah. So there's a part of the supernatural that is more spiritual. There's a part that is more spectacular. So inner witness, Jesus said it's the first in the order of leadings of the Spirit. Jesus said that. He said it's the first inner witness. You know, it looks ordinary. Amen. But it will build faith. Oh, I don't know if you are getting what I'm saying. Do you know it's easy to submit inner witness? This is what I'm perceiving. I don't know if it's the Lord. Can you, or an angel break into your room? Today I sent you forth. Ah. You begin to quote Paul. I confer with no flesh and blood. Hallelujah. So it helps your patient level. Again, we teach that inner witness proceed as a seed. I'm trying to explain it. You know, to explain some of these things is a bit, to see words to explain it, God has to help us. It proceeds, sometimes it comes little, but as you wait on it, it begins to increase. Have you ever had something like that before? Initially, you're like, I don't know if it's the Lord, I don't know, but later it begins to get stronger. So there is a waiting attached to it. It trains you to wait. It trains you to pray more, because most of the time it's like when it's there in your spirit, just feel something here. As you pray more and expose yourself to spiritual activities, the thing grows. I don't know if you are getting what I'm saying. Sometimes you just come to a major meeting, the thing comes more alive. So it has a characteristics around it that helps even your growing up. That's the wisdom. Amen. Hallelujah. He called it deepest premonition initiated by the human spirit, quickening human spirit. It comes from within. Hallelujah. It comes from within. It's inner witness is different from the voice of the whole of the spirit man. There's also the voice of the spirit man. Now, the difference between the voice of the spirit man and inner witness is that the voice of the spirit man will spell out the words. Maybe you sit in a place that you're not supposed to say, you just, in your spirit, you just had a voice. Sometimes you come and steam up, get up and leave that place. You heard what he said. Maybe before he even said that, you must have been feeling troubled. Do you understand what I'm saying? So that feeling troubled is witness. Is witnessing that something is wrong. This didn't happen to us. It happens to us. There's no believer except you are not quick. It happens to you, but sometimes we are not aware of it. It happens to us. Amen. So inner witness is not a voice. It's a witness. Permit me to use that word again. Is a witness, is like an agreement or disagreement. It's like a positive or negative. I don't know if you are getting what I'm saying. You know, Jesus called it green light. That is positive. Or red light. That is negative. And the green light sometimes can play out as peace. God will help us to master this thing. It's possible to master it. Yes. When you master it, you can say he met somebody that mastered it, that have been doing investment for about 30 years. He has not failed once. Millionaire in dollars. A Christian. Solid. If investment, he does investment. But he will take, give me 2 weeks. He'll be praying. And wait, pray, wait, pray, wait. Amen. Yay. Hallelujah. You know, Daddy gave us an example of, you know, when he put money into where money is supposed to, the money. I like what he said. He immediately put it, he has. That is what we are saying. That's a new witness that something has gone wrong. That is a witness. That is, he knew that the money will never come back. It's a witness. These things are real. They are our advantage, you know. We must know it well. Very well. Hallelujah. So when you want to enter into something, you check. You check. It's not suspicious. If you are religious, you will be suspicious. It's not suspicious. It is, you need to, you know, one thing you need, your heart have to be sincere. And we have to be very careful of idol. Idol, dull these things. One of the reasons why Christians enter into things that is going to cause wahala and they do not know is idol. He liked that thing to the point that all the signs, he's not seeing anything again. It happens in marriage, it happens in business, it happens in many things. I don't know if you are getting what I'm saying. So we have to be very sincere. You need a sincere heart. You need a heart that is also loving, not holding people. You need such a heart to be able to pick these things. Amen. If the heart is not well positioned like that, you will not be able to know what's wrong. Something will be wrong, you will not know. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You know, sometimes, thank you, Holy Spirit. Sometimes we need this thing to also help people. Yes, if we are strong and it's not just about you alone. Maybe somebody just called you. Maybe a brother called you. A sibling just called you. A friend just called you. He wants to travel and you drop that call. Something is wrong. Something is wrong. And you're able to trace it that that journey should not be embarked on. Sometimes when people very close by just went or just died without a... No, you don't have any whatever. Personally, I question myself that what? Why didn't I know? Research has shown that there are some animals that if somebody wants to die around where they are, a week or two, they will start making some kind of noise. Have you ever noticed that kind of noise? No? Especially dog or cat and all that. I used to wonder, what? How come they knew? Is it that they're seeing something? There are signals in the spirit. When church venue was in Iworod, this particular woman that used to keep her drinks. You remember that woman that has a daughter like that used to sell drinks. She used to keep her drinks under the staircase when we are climbing up and all that. So sometimes she would wait for us to come and open the place for her to bring her. So one day we were going to church. I think myself and Deji also. So I met her coming out. We were trying to lock up, so she wanted to come and keep her things. And we greeted and everything. The following morning, I was coming. People were gathered. What happened? They said the woman slept and did not wake up. I was angry. I said, why didn't I? I just met this person a few hours ago. That's the following day. It's possible he may not be born again. What if I picked it and quickly led her to Christ? What if I picked it and do something? Is it that, you know? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. People should not just come across us and after a few minutes they die and go to hell. Then something is wrong. Do you think Jesus wants them to go to hell? We need to be very sensitive. I heard it, somebody said it, of a minister of the gospel that fell sick. He's a faith minister, you know. Trusting the Lord, using faith to live and everything. He's not falling sick. And one day he just fell sick. He confessed all the scriptures and do everything. The thing is not working. What's happening? Did I do anything wrong? So he was just asking questions and all that. And then he just had a check to go to the hospital. So when he came to the hospital, he said, you have to be admitted. They did tests and said that what is wrong with him, he need to be admitted, he need to be in the hospital and everything. So he just shall they admit him. So he was still praying, what's going on? I don't have this kind of trace of disease before. What's going on? He was praying. So one day, just the Holy Ghost now told him that person, the next bedside, preached to him. Yeah. Okay. You know, bedmate now in the hospital. They started talking, okay, about Jesus and all that. So he preached to the man. The man got born again. They did a little of devotion together and everything. So in the morning, he woke up and saw that they were packing the beds. And what happened to my friend? They say he passed on in the night. Immediately, as he was like, wow, thank God I preached to this person. The doctor came and said, we are very sorry. Your name exactly is like somebody's name test that they did. That nothing is really wrong with you. They did a test and then they thought he was the one, so test misplaced and all that. They test him again, he said that you don't worry, that he knows why he came here. Only God knows why God has to do that for that soul. Just not to go to hell.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. I'm giving you my mind. I'm giving you my mind. I'm showing you my mind, even concerning your affairs, your day-to-day affairs, your day-to-day affairs. For you see, you shouldn't have losses. You shouldn't have losses. You shouldn't have losses. You shouldn't have losses. You shouldn't have losses without being checked. Without being checked. For I have given you that which can check you. I have given you that which can help you. Can help you. Can position you. Can position you from that mistake. Can position you from that wrong. Can position you even from a loss. From a loss. From a loss, from a loss, from a loss. For you see, whenever you experience a loss, it's because somewhere, you probably didn't do what you ought to have done. So I'm giving you a right sense of mind. For you to be more sensitive. Be more sensitive. A little prayer can just avail. A little check can just stop it. A little bit of patience can just help you. Praying more than the time that you want to stop can just be the thing. Just obey me. Learn to be sensitive. Learn to rely. Rely on that man within. For that man is way ahead. And learn to follow that man. Even when it appears foolish. Even when it appears boring. Even when it appears not sensible in your mind. Just obey you. Obey, and by obeying, you are training yourself. Even when the result does not come out. The way you think. Just obey. For you have increased. You have trained. You have even exercised yourself. Even to rely on that man within. I say, learn this mind. And you will have less losses. You have less losses. Ogijanama provena gijeniasta. Imenikanika siyabana. You can even learn to pick the adversary from a place that is ahead. You can see him ahead. You can pick him ahead. And you can, by picking him ahead, you can start waging war from now. Say the Lord.
Amen. Hallelujah. I believe the Lord just breathed that detour so that we can, the level of understanding we have and the level of work we have, the Lord depend on us on many things. Thank God that we are in an assembly where, Daddy has a heart that everything must be in place. I mean, Jesus doesn't want people to go to hell. Do you know that? Say, no, let them go to hell. After that, they will come out. They will, no. Jesus doesn't want people to go to hell. That's why to be quickened, to be born again is one of the easiest thing that can happen to a soul. Very easy. So at least people will not just, they don't need to go there and to say that torment. It's not necessary. There is a payment for it has been done already. I don't know if you are getting what I'm saying. So we are like agents. That if you want to get anybody born again, let them pass it through you. You should be able to pick it. Let the person enter the same bus with you to Lagos. You should be able to know that this one needs to be born again. Oh, I don't know if you are getting what I'm saying. Sometimes you can preach it and then the person say, no, I'm a Muslim. Don't talk to me about Jesus. You think is you waste time? Hallelujah. there's something, I know I had somebody say this, there's something the Lord does when people are about to cross. If they have heard about him before, it will play out again. It happens to Hagin now. He says immediately when he noticed that he was about leaving his body, he started remembering the Sunday school, whatever. It is in flashback again. And that Sunday school meeting that time, they were telling them to be born again. Who was bringing it? This thing, do it. And he did it. And the thing changed the whole thing. So God does not want people to leave their body and go to hell. I don't know if you are getting what I'm saying. God has that love. They don't need to. That switch, many things happened. I had the story of one of brethren in Ilorin. was she's doing housemanship as a doctor, and then was minister. Of course, you know, ethically you are not supposed to do that, you know, and all that. But she just feel in the spirit, you know, Ilorin has a lot of Kong Muslims and all that. So there's this woman that admitted to the hospital. Of course, obviously, the issue she's going to pass. And she just felt that she should talk to her about Jesus. So the woman screamed, "Don't tell me about, don't talk." And said, "I'm sorry, ma'am." And she left. When it was 3 minutes for her to die, "Call me that doctor. Call me that doctor to pray for me." They called another one and said, "Not that one, that doctor." So they called the lady, and the lady prayed for her, and she got saved. How did she know? That transition, something will just, the whole of your life will start playing. You will know where you are going. So preaching to someone and the person insults you does not mean you lose. I just feel I should share this. Amen. In 1 minute or two, I was telling Pastor Siji about it. I believe it was the Lord that made me stumble on that clip. If it was not Riyad Bunker that said it himself, I wouldn't have believed it. I don't know. I had Riyad Bunker live. He was doing a meeting somewhere in Australia, and he was now talking about how the Lord opened nations for him through head of state and nations. I was shocked that Abacha met with Riyad Bunker, and they had a 4 hours discussion. Riyad Bunker said it himself live. It's on the YouTube. You can go and see it. He said the head of state of Benin Republic was like a friend to him. So he used to come to Benin Republic to preach. You know, you have to know to enter into some nations. So he said during Babangida's time that they removed it. He could not come to Nigeria again. I think I remember that, whatever. He went to Kano and there was issue. There was riot. Muslim did a lot of things, killed people. So they put a ban that he shouldn't come to Nigeria again. So he could not come to Nigeria. Can I go? I'm sent to Africa. Nigeria is a major whatever. So he was looking for a way, praying. So he now met this head of state in Benin Republic. At that time, Babangida has gone. Abacha was now the one that was there. So they were now talking. And then discussion led to the man now says, "The president of Nigeria is my friend, my close friend. So we are like twin brother." He said, "Please, I've been looking for visa to go to Nigeria. Can you help me?" He said, "I can help you." Now call General Sani Abacha. And now told him, "This man used to come to Nigeria before, but that's whatever." And then what? So he said himself that Abacha sent the private jet, to pick him from Benin Republic. Sometimes we don't know what goes in people. When I heard it, I said, "Hey, this is a man that, Lord have mercy." If it was not that Riyad Bunker was the one that said it himself, I would have believed it. He said they brought him to Aso Rock. He said they sat down, they talked for almost. He said initially they were talking politics. He said, "I don't know much politics. What I know is Jesus." So they talked politics for a while. They started talking. He said he started talking about Jesus. He said he would talk to a point where he's almost giving his life. "No, no, no, you know I'm a Muslim. I'm a Muslim, and I heard of say, what will I tell people? I'm a Muslim, and I heard of say." He said, they will talk again. They will talk for 4 hours. He said, "He will not let me go." So when he was not leaving, he said, "When are you coming back?" He said, "Anytime you want to do crusade anywhere in Nigeria, you can do crusade. But when are you coming again so that we can talk?" 2 months after, he died. So when I heard that, I said, "Hey." To talk with the advocate to that length. You know who the advocate is? I don't know everything. But if I see him in heaven, I'm not surprised. The advocate said he wept that, "How will he go back to Nigeria again?" That's when God now connected him again to Obasanjo. That's how he keeps coming to Nigeria. I believe that God wants us to be sensitive to him. help us.
Oh, for the burden of all souls is in my heart. Even the burdens of all souls is in my heart. For I desire all men, even all men, to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. For even that which you have heard concerning Abacha, it was an answer to the prayer of many. It is an answer to the prayer of many. For even your prayers, your intercessions do not go even unanswered. It might not come in the way you want it, but I will surely answer. And that is why you must not stop interceding for nations. You must not stop interceding for even those whom have been tagged unworthy to be saved, because my blood was shed for every one of them. So even as you pray, those prayers are sent and they come as a memorial, even to reach out to those people. They give me legal ground to reach out to those people. For I will find a way. I will find a way. I will find a way to reach all men. I must give all men opportunity to hear the gospel and for them to make the choice. So do not relent. Even in your prayers for your parents, even in your prayers for your loved ones, even in your prayers for even that uncle that you have labored, you have tagged that he cannot give his life to Christ. Who told you? Who told you? You may not be the one to preach to him, but I will send someone. So even what I am saying, I'm not saying it because I just want you to hear it. I want to begin to stir hearts, both in the place of intercession and also in the place of witnessing. Even as I stir your heart to witness to people, do not hold back, for that may just be their only opportunity to hear. Do not hold back. Begin to be Libra even with ministering to people. For even as you minister, I will be with you. I will be with you. And I will bring those words to come to pass in my own time, see the Lord.
Hallelujah. I believe the Lord just brought that to awaken our consciousness to something. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Just checking my heart. I don't know if I should. Okay. We have to be very sensitive. Okay. I just think I should share it as a testimony. I'm just checking my heart. You know, I lost my elder brother, immediate elder brother, in January. You know, I carried daddy along the details and all that. So at a point in time when I noticed that he was not going to make it out of that illness, I started praying, because of course we were going to church when we were young, but after some time, I don't know, you know, he does this road transport, whatever, he has a car that moved and all that. So he intermingled with people that has no respect for church and things like that. So he stopped going to church for a very long time. So I was not really sure about his, the state of his spirit. So I started praying. You know, I said, God, just have mercy. God, just have mercy. So at that point, when I heard that he couldn't talk again, so I was like, okay, maybe I should call. But he said he was not even. So the whole thing was with all other pressure around it, but I was still praying that prayer at the side that no matter what, you know, the Lord just showed mercy. I prayed to a point that I just believed that the Lord did something. Only for me to get home, I now ask the Lord, I say, okay, is it possible for me to have an assurance that this happened? You know, even though I check in my spirit, I just felt that I perceived that he transited when he was. So I now was asking the Lord, only for the Lord actually send the person that did that to come and speak for me. Yes. I really think that I have to share that as a testimony. So, and when we're and the burial scene and people were coming to talk and all that, and the woman says she has something to say. They attend my mom's church, is an evangelical church. So when they noticed my mom was in the hospital with him, they went to visit. So she was moved to minister to him. So she now said that, we shouldn't be crying, that she wants to say things that happened before the death. As she was talking, it was like, you know, it was like, let this person know that his request was granted. It was like, at the point they came, you know, he could still, you know, talk a little bit and stay here. So the woman now told him that, do you know that Jesus can take you away from this bed? He said, yes, he knows. You know, and then that he wants to lead you to Christ. He said, yes, he wants to do that. You know, he said, so after he prayed for him and led him to Christ, prayer. He said, after he finished praying, he just started smiling. And he had not eaten for a long time. He said, he wants to eat. So I didn't know that was when my mom called me and said, thank God he's responding. But it was just like a sign. You know, before that time, my mom would tell me that he was crying and all that. He stopped crying and started asking for people and started smiling. When the woman just said that, the woman said that the Lord told her to go there. I didn't know when I started crying because it was too emotional. I just switched from that mode of mourning. I started giving thanks to God. And I noticed that that actually matters to the Lord Jesus. Yes. That at the point I begin to have a witness of him in heaven. I just feel it in my spirit. I feel it in my spirit. I begin to have a witness that he has gone to be with the Lord. And even, you know, trusting the Lord that we will yield to the Lord more. I begin to feel that kind of stuff. Whenever I think about him, I begin to feel like that. You know, I just felt I need to share that. The Lord has hearts for everyone. Some people, the Lord knows that they may not be able to stay a longer time. You know, at the point I was asking the Lord, okay, what about healing him and everything? And I begin to have a witness that if I do that, he will not get better. I don't know. Are you getting what I'm saying? He will not get better if he's around. That is best that he lives. Amen. Hallelujah. The Lord wants us to be very sensitive. The Lord can use us for people. He can use us to minister to people. That heart of ministering to people should not die. Amen. Because we are journeying to God. We should have that. We should be large enough. Let the Holy Ghost be able to prick you to lead someone to Christ. Let's have that heart open. Because there are many people that the Lord does not want them to cross into hell. The Lord will help us in Jesus' name. Okay, a few minutes. Let me quickly round up. The Lord called inner witness, he called it velvety-like feeling in your spirit. Especially that is when it is positive. You feel peaceful about it. Sometimes it bubbles as joy. It's a witness. It's witnessing that which you want to do, it's okay. That which, and the reverse can be the case. But let's look at this from scriptures. Acts chapter 11 verse 4. Let's quickly check it. Acts chapter 11 verse 4. It talks about Peter that went to the house of Cornelius in Acts chapter 10. And then they called meeting and said, why did he do that? So he was rehearsing what happened. But Peter rehearsed the matter from the beginning and expounded it by order unto them, saying, look at what he says. It was in the city of Joppa. I was in the city of Joppa praying, and I was in a trance. And I saw a vision and a certain vessel descend, as it had been a great sheet let down from heaven by four corners, and it came even to me. Upon which, the next verse, let's just spare all this. And I heard a voice saying unto me, arise, Peter, slay and eat. But I said, no, not so, Lord, for nothing common or unclean had at any time entered into my mouth. Look at the next verse. But the voice answered and said unto me, don't call anything unclean. The next verse. The thing happened three times. The next verse. And behold, immediately there were three men, okay, came to seek for him. And the Spirit bade me go with them. It was a witness. It didn't say the Spirit said to me, go with them. No, he bade me. He allowed that you can go with them. He knew that he was released to go with them. It's a witness in the heart. Now, I will say this to say that witness is one of the major ways to also check the spectacular. If an angel appeared to you, check your spirit man. It can be a demon. Did you get what I'm saying? Hallelujah. I've had people that have such experiences talk about it. One thing they said was that either the Lord appearing or a ministering spirit appearing in that sense, they have peace in their heart. There is a welcoming feeling in the spirit. That is to check that that being standing is from the Lord. Do you understand what I'm talking about? So we have what it takes to check the spectacular. Same way, if you are prophesied to some sensitive prophecy, pack your load and leave Nigeria, relocate to Jamaica. Check your spirit. If it is the Lord, there will be a witness. So inner witness is a major check for all the spectacular way of leading. So we have to be very strong with it. It's a major check. You can check many things. You can even check the spirit of a minister. I'm not talking about suspicion. Maybe you have religious, you are religious, and the person is putting on lipstick. You say, no, my spirit did not agree with it. You have problem. That's not what I am saying. Please, that's not what I am saying. It's religious spirit that is disturbing you. That's not Tito. Because, you know, sometimes this people say, my spirit didn't agree with it. But when you check it, you notice that naturally he doesn't like fair ladies. And the person minister is fair, or the wife is fair. That is the issue. It's not because he has issues. You are not sincere. You can't hear the Holy Ghost. So that's not what I'm saying. Your heart have to be in a posture to pick that. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So the inner witness is a major check. I've talked about that. So see, the Spirit bade me go. Let's look at another one. A check or a red light signal, a stop signal, can come as grief. It can come as sorrow. Sometimes the sorrow may not be a stop. It may just be that there's going to be difficulty along the line. It's going to be hard along the line. So that's why when a feeling comes, you have to pray also to get a interpretation of it. So you can be having a uneasy feeling for a week or two. Pray so that you can know, okay, what is this one? You pray. You pray to a point that a ministration can give a direction of what is happening. God can use another means to talk to you. Okay, no wonder. This is it. Then you know how to handle it. I don't know if you are getting what I'm saying. These things happen to us all the time. Hallelujah. So it can be a negative whatever. Okay, before I even talk about negative, another one is like a conversation or a thought keeps repeating in your heart over and over again. Acts chapter 7 verse 23. Acts chapter, the Bible says that it came into the heart of Moses when he was 40. Can you help me with that scripture quickly? Because you'll be rounding up by now. It says that when he was full 40 years old, it came into his heart. See, it came into his heart. Who brought it there? To visit his brethren. This thing is what also happened to Barnabas that went to look for Saul. Have you ever maybe passing through a place, you just feel you should check someone? And you came there, you know that you came rightly. It came into his heart. And then he departed to Tarsus to seek for Saul. They didn't tell him, when you get to, go and look for Saul. No. He just knew that this guy should be here. You understand what I'm saying? It's a witness. It's just there. We need to have this thing. It will help us. It will help people around us. We will save many people from physical casualty. It's not necessary. Amen. Bishop said one day one of his son in the faith was in a particular place, and then he just woke up and just called him. Where are you? He said, leave that place right now. He said, the guy just leave the place. Maybe an earthquake or happened or something, and the building collapsed. He has connection with him. He just speak. He leave that place right now. Imagine he said that there's something I'm doing. Let me quickly get my something. And you want to buy some luggage? Let me pack them before we leave. You will not leave the place. He's a witness. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. It came into his heart. Sometimes you just notice that some chain of thoughts keep coming to your heart. And sometimes they come to your heart when you are in the atmosphere of spiritual activities. Don't just kick it away. Maybe when you are praying, it comes again. Or when you are in the meeting, it comes again. Check that thing. A recurring is coming over and over again. Check it. Check it and pay attention to it. Just like we said, it can come as a right signal. It can come like a grief, a sorrow, an uneasiness. Sometimes Reverend was saying something like this. Sometimes it can even be based on the way the Lord deals with you. Sometimes it can even be a loss of appetite. Just know that you are not sick and you are not feeling like it. It's just one kind. You understand what I'm saying? Just what's happening? It's just there. You know, it can be uneasiness. Sometimes it can be heaviness. Matthew chapter 26 verse 37 to, we saw Jesus going through this because he has a cross in front of him. Sorrow. Heaviness. His spirit was down. Matthew 26, 37 quickly. Okay. 37, 38. And he took with them Peter and two sons of Zebedee and began to be sorrowful and very heavy. This thing is inside. Have you said something like this before? You just feel a little bit heavy. Sometimes we interpret it as a burden. See, your spirit trying to communicate something. Trying to communicate something. When he said unto them, my soul exceedingly sorrowful, even unto death. Jesus' soul is very high. So what is happening in the spirit is happening to the soul exactly. Tarry here and watch with me. You know that there's something ahead that you need to be prepared for. Sometimes a sorrow may be that you are coming into a phase you are not prepared for. I feel something like that before. The Lord will help us to be sensitive. They are saying that the way you are, if you enter that phase, you crash. And you it's inevitable you enter that phase. And the way you are doing, you are not preparing for that phase. Your feelings begin to feel sorrowful. Ah, guy, you do something. You begin to feel sorrowful. Don't eat on it and push it away. It can lead to regret, just like that stunk. Anytime we find ourselves in regret, we must have disobeyed something somewhere. Amen. The Lord will help us in Jesus' name. He began to be very sorrowful. And then even unto death. He knew that something was ahead of him. Hallelujah. Paul's spirit was grieved in Acts chapter 16 verse 18. And he knew that it was the wrong spirit that was speaking around them. Let me just read this. I need to read this because I just felt it's going to help us because of the emphasis of God bringing in abundance in our midst. This blessed me a lot and it was in Agin. Jesus told Agin, if you will learn to follow that inward witness, I will make you rich. Now, this is not spiritual wealth, physically. I will guide you in all affairs of your life, financially as well as spiritually. Jesus told again. That's why I'm reading it. I am not opposed to my children being rich physically. I am opposed to them being covetous. All your questions will be answered if you pay attention to your spirit. The Lord will help us in Jesus' name. I think it's a good place to stop. I believe the Lord is bringing this now because the Lord wants some of us to do some things and we need to be very sensitive to follow the leading of the Spirit. Not just in every areas of our life. In business, especially that is an emphasis. It's an emphasis. We must follow the leading of the Spirit. It takes nothing. The Lord knows something that you can buy now and it can triple the following next week. The Lord knows all those things. Hope you know the Lord knows it. Amen. He can just tell you, just get this thing, keep it, and your life will change forever. That inward witness is an advantage. Can we pray? Can we just pray and trust the Lord to help us to yield to these things? Let's pray. Let's pray. Let's pray. I can't hear us praying. Can we pray and ask the Lord to help us that our spirits will be open?
We should pray. We should pray some minutes, just pray in the Holy Ghost. Allow the Spirit of God to help your spirit, your heart, Rane kode frebe kone maka shtope rane gabroni safaka barania. Let's pray, let's pray, let's allow the Lord to minister life and strength to your spirit. Harame nefrepakola ba jujumeni la frepaka lucifer nika destefaka dashtu. Rapekoka jeshtubara nifan. Karagoga sefragaga jeshtabara nekabaron. Savoronagana. Regalabrene sefekulabaka nishishumani alabrabakana. Regalabako lobakadasata. Rakalabosha varagadabata. Rababakulevania safarakatabana. Jamara niafrapaku rene sefrekaka. Joshta reka prena safola. Receive grace. Let your heart touch life. Barano kuregene makana. Jamerene kadobrene safarogona. Buruko tabaragana baragana venia. Can we ask God for mercy in times that we have not yielded to the nudging of the Holy Ghost, Holy Spirit? Let's repent of that. The times that we have shunned the leading of the Spirit. Lord, we ask for mercy for everyone. We ask for mercy for ourselves and times we are played down on your leading, your nudging of our spirit. We ask for mercy. We ask that you re-culture our hearts to connect rightly in the atmosphere of the spirit and the word. We'll give you, can we begin to thank the Lord? Bring our prayers to a close by thanking the Lord. Father, we thank you. We'll give you all the praise in Jesus' name. And the people said, amen. Can we appreciate Pastor Friday? Thank you, Pastor. That was strong. Thank you for allowing the Lord to use you, and to relay that. For some of us, it's even fresh. We have not mastered leading. For some people, it's more like, refreshing, more like a refresher course. Thank God that we have an opportunity to hear this again and again. You can never hear the word so much. And then you find out that there are areas of your life that still needs to come under so much, alignment when it comes to leading. I'd always said that, at a particular point in my own personal walk with God, I began to get conscious of everything the Lord tells me. Even at that, I still feel that at times, I still miss it here and there. When I mean miss, maybe not miss it. I'm not swift enough. At times the Lord will tell you something, then you're still checking it. But you know deep down that it's the Lord. I haven't worked with the Lord for a while. So, but one thing I learned early is that whatever the Lord tells me to do, even if he's going to lock the door, go and check, all those kind of things, I normally, that's where maybe the area of training your human spirit comes in. It's a very good way of training yourself, because the day danger will come, you have already mastered how to know that this is the Lord. If you have a nudging in your heart to go and lock the door, and you go back and you find that the door is locked, it's not a waste of time. What I see that has happened to me a lot of time. I see that as at times you can wake up in the middle of the night, you go, you have a nudge that you should go downstairs, check the doors, check the windows. At times, the only, if you are a fire, if you are into fire service, you're a fireman, they used to normally do drills. You just say them, they'll blow the alarm. You will not know, they won't tell you that it's a drill. Okay? They can just blow the alarm. Ooh, you see them rushing, they're where they are guarded. They have entered their car, they just say it's a drill. Is a drill. Or in military, they do that in military. They can move you and say, let's go for so. And they just move you out. Like you are thinking that we are going to maybe fight a battle or go and do something. And you now get there and I'll tell you that it's just a drill. The day is going to be real. When I heard that when they wanted to kill, was this Anaduna of Sokoto and led by Kanaizegu? A day before, he took them for drill. A day after, they went to kill him. You understand? So he just tested them the first day, the second day, or maybe the third day, they went to do the actual thing. So I understand that, because I know that for some of us, that's where, you know, we have had certain kind of nudges in the spirit, and probably we felt that maybe those things were not accurate. You know, you grow in accuracy as you engage practice.
Yes,
okay, so you have to pay attention to yielding to the spirit, okay? That's the first thing I want to say. Then secondly, always learn to submit it also. It's not a crime. You know, we're in a better spiritual environment. That's what I want to add. We're a better spiritual environment where we have doctrine by the grace and mercy of God that is sound. And also we have leadership that is experienced. So it's supposed to help your leading. Because so that you don't go to the extreme of holding to a leading that is countering doctrine. So I need to let you know that, okay? Holding to a leading, that is where spiritual oversight comes in. They can help prove that what you are hearing is of God. That's why some people go and say they are head leading to marry somebody. And then you say you have inward witness. And everything we are seeing does not look like inward witness. It's against many things. Because I know, I felt I needed to say that. Now, the difference is, let me show you a little slight difference. You know, when the word is taught and you are being changed, leading gets easier.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's why fundamentals of leading is that you submit to the authority of the word. And thank God that Pastor Friday taught that. It's not so difficult. Religious people, when you are religious, you always miss it.
Yes.
By the grace and mercy of God, I looked at my journey with God. Maybe only very few times, you know, because I've never had entered into dangerous things. I look at it as a church. We have been leading this church for a while. We have not entered into casualty. It's because of mastering leading. It's not difficult. That's what I'm saying. It's not hard. If you are sincere and you are submitting to the word,
yes,
it's as easy as ABC. What did I say? It's as? Because at times, I don't want you to see lead. It's as easy as ABC. Once you are submitting to the word. Because one of the things the world does, that the world removes all those things that clogs the heart, making it not difficult. When you are the kind of person that when they teach you the word, you fight the word, is a problem for you. You will find out that you will begin to have problems with leading, or you have issues with spiritual authority. Those are areas that I need to talk. You have issues. Anybody that has issues with spiritual authority, evil spirit will always disturb them. They will not be able to have issues with leading. When you have spiritual issues with spiritual authority, or you are very ambitious and self-willed. I'm just showing you things that once you're ambitious and self-willed, you always have issues with leading. Because naturally you are a self-willed person. So you will always, you know, there'll be a lot of conflicts in your heart. So once you, this is the point, once you submit to the authority of the word, to allow that word to address your issues of your life, then leading of the spirit is very, 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 very natural and easy. I just want to make that, let that settle in your heart. That will not be any problem, okay? Can we all say amen?
Amen.
I felt that's very important. Yes, I want to say something about the spectacular. Now, we are not playing down on the spectacular. Let me add that, because, and I'll just tell you why I said so. The spectacular will increase in the last days, as the scriptures are said in Joel chapter 2, verse 28. Remember that Peter quoted that scripture?
Yes.
The spectacular is not bad. It's just the problem is our attitude towards it. Okay? It's not bad. This is a scripture. Peter quoted from this scripture in Acts chapter 2, when the Holy Ghost fell on the day of Pentecost. And when Peter quoted it, he says, the Lord will pour. Peter said, it will pour out of my spirit. Okay? So there was a measure of the spirit that was poured forth in Acts chapter 2. Now, we're anticipating that this will come with the fullness. So this will come on those that are maturing. So, you see, this is it. Those that are learning inward witness, growing with doctrine, will come to a point where God will anoint people in a very powerful way. This is still going to happen. Can we all say amen? I mean, this is raw scripture. It shall come to pass in the last days that I will pour my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and daughters shall prophesy. Okay? And your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. Okay? So God has a plan for it. However, like I've taught this before, I think I taught this in UI, Watergate Summit many years ago. There is a growth towards it. Okay? Now take me to verse 23. Before now, they talked about the latter rain and the moderate. Take me. Yes. Be glad, ye children of Zion. Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
And rejoice in the Lord your God. So be glad then, ye children of the of Zion. Rejoice in the Lord, for he had given you what? The former rain moderately. And it will cause to come down for you what? The rain. The former and what? So we have moderate former rain. We have former rain. Then we have latter rain. Okay, so all this is in view for the outpouring of the Spirit. Yeah. Now look at the next verse. And the floor shall be full of weeds. This is actually a kind of the Feast of Tabernacles. It's a feast of fullness. Tabernacles. So, and the fat shall overflow with wine and oil. So, then I will restore. So it's in that season. This actually is restoration of the soul. It's a full restoration of the soul. This is God restoring man based on the fact that he's bringing the church into fullness. So it is in that context that verse 28 now comes in. So we are, and God is going to do that not because of them. They have mastered the leading of the Spirit by inward witness. They have grown with doctrine. The outpouring of the Spirit will now be for creation. It will be for the nations of the earth. It will be for... Now, look at... Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
So, I'm saying this so that you understand that, because some people feel that in this community that we play down the spectacular. No. It's just that there is... You know, in terms of spiritual, there are scale of preferences. Like I wrote down in my tab, I said that the Lord prefers to communicate to you naturally. Just like if you want to talk to your children. How do you talk to them? You talk to them naturally. You don't imagine if you have to use speaker or microphone or something dramatic to talk to your children. Most times you want to talk to your children, depending on how you want to, you call them to yourself and you talk to them. And that's how God wants to communicate with us, without any drama, any kind of acting. So that's why, like Pastor Friday said, the inward business is the most natural way God talks to man. You just know it's communication, it's fellowship. And that's why we have to learn to culture intimacy with the Lord. Because in the place of intimacy and fellowship with the Lord, that you will know his mind, all those inward witness, they will be developed. They are cultured in the place of fellowship. Can we say amen? So God wants that. God desires to talk to you as natural as possible, because he's your father. Okay, so but I'm saying that this one will happen not because God wants to communicate to you. For those that this thing will come upon, it's going to be like a movement of God's sons to invade the nations. Look at verse 29. And upon my what? Upon the servants and upon the handmaids will I pour out my spirit. And I will show wonders in the heavens. Are you seeing this? And in the earth, blood, fire, pillars of smoke. The sun shall turn into darkness. The moon and blood. Before the great and terrible day of the Lord. So this is the outpouring of the Spirit is preceding a season where there will be a massive. This is connected to the book of Revelation. I don't want to go into it. Okay. So then the next thing you say that. And they that call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. It shall come to pass that whosoever call upon the name of the Lord shall be delivered. So God is doing, will do the outpouring of the Spirit in a massive way upon sons that are matured from Zion. They will carry the fullness of the Spirit, such to be able to bring the witness of God into the nations of the earth. So we are not playing on the spectacular. I believe in this. Again, wrote on, I believe in visions. So I believe in visions. So however, you have to learn the leading of the Spirit and master it naturally. How did I say you have to master it?
Naturally.
So the first thing, let me say it again. You need to be conversant with the word and prayer.
Yes.
Basic. You want to know leading of the Spirit? Pastor, how do I know? Start studying the scriptures. Start praying. Much praying in tongues. Now, thank God that we did prayer recently. You can get the messages on prayer. You have to pray out. I taught you three things about prayer. I said pray out. Undistracted. Uninterruptedly. Once you master all that, it's easy for the Lord to communicate with you. Can we say amen? Amen. And then once you are in submission to the doctrine, the Lord can always, you know, correct you easily. The problem is that once you are self-willed, I keep saying self-willed. Once you are self-willed, you have problem with leading. Yes. When the word confronts you and you are doing a giddy with the word, you will not grow. So, I don't even know that you have people that are self-willed and they are anointed. Yes. So, you can do ministry, but you will, in your life, you have a lot of deficits. You have a lot of issues in your life that are not in alignment, okay? So, like Pastor taught us, he taught us about faith and love. Faith and love are actually the measurement of the curriculum of doctrine. So, like he said, it's true. Again, began from faith. There is no way if you teach faith well that you not end in love. Okay? Except you... And I'm sorry to say this. I think this is where the thing got mixed in Nigeria. There was a mixture in Nigeria. So, because, you see, Egan taught pure faith. Egan taught pure faith and he did not have tokens to it. Now, I think back here we felt that, you know, it's not enough to teach faith alone. African people are some, you know, we the African. There's a belief that we have more terrible demons in Africa. And so when you are dealing with African demons, you can't just say, get. I've heard big preachers in Nigeria say so. Okay? That when you're talking to a demon in Africa, you don't just say, get away. You have to say, get away. Sure, you understand? And I felt that, personally, I felt that when the word of faith came, then I had another major minister in Nigeria that I respect so much, countered that. That as at the time, you know, because what we had in Nigerian campuses, there was the SU Revival. And the SU Revival was very powerful, it was evangelical. However, the word of faith brought a whole lot of revelation and enlightenment. So there was a tussle on campus. So that particular minister felt that word of faith, if I even mention Kennedy again, that there was the one that corrupted Christianity in Nigeria. I said, no. I have respect for you, but it was a misinterpretation of what Egan brought. And I noticed that for that movement led by that man, they are limited. I can say that categorically. You know, once people started speaking in tongues, some people fought it. I know movements in Nigeria, they fought it. Up till now, they believe in speaking in tongues, but they don't believe you should talk about it openly. So I'm saying that once God brought, this is how I see the ministry of Kennedy again. Kennedy again, I can say, is an apostle of the milk of the word. God sent him to teach that. If you struggle with that, you will not have that foundation when laid in you. The slabs will not be laid. And I felt that God had to send him to our fathers for them to be able to build churches that the Holy Ghost can use. So I can tell you, believe me, Nigerian churches may have their excesses, no doubt about it. But they are almost, in the old world, you don't have churches like Nigerian churches. If you know what God is doing through Nigerian churches, look at most of our fathers, what they are doing. You hardly have churches anywhere in the world like that. So it was because they descended the grace upon that man. And they used, even if I feel that, okay, maybe they did not finish the spectrum of what Egan brought. Because Egan brought not beyond faith. He taught leading of the spirit. He peaked. Yes, they didn't teach it as doctrine, but they believed it. He peaked in love. And before he peaked in love, Egan taught so much of the demonstration of the spirit. Okay, so that's why you don't see so much of that demonstration of the spirit in many Nigerian churches. Way of the spirit. We did not journey so much into that. There's a lot of wisdom in that. You don't really see. And I believe that that way of the spirit is necessary for the next layer of light. You will not be able to move into doctrine without much of the Holy Ghost. We hardly found Holy Ghost churches. One church that I believed was an Holy Ghost church, full Holy Ghost church, was Holy Ghost Center in Ondo. That became a full Holy Ghost church. And Satan fought that church. Full Holy Ghost. If you read the exploits of Apostle Akinola, you may not eat. As if you read his exploits. He's hidden. He's hidden. You know, if you read his exploits, what God used that man to do. You see, I mean, you can't just think about it. So I feel that Satan had always, there's been a lot of warfare, you know, in Nigeria. But I believe that we're in a season of recovery.
Yes.
Oh, you are not getting what I'm saying. I say we're in a season of recovery. Yes. I say we are going to recover all. So it's important that, you know, we appreciate the materials of Kennedy again. Leading of the Spirit, following God's plan for your life. We're going to look at that in this teaching. While I was sharing with the pastors, I said those are the books I want us to just like, okay, leading of the Spirit, following God's plan for your life, authority of a believer. You can't talk supernatural life and one devil is disturbing you and you're calling pastor. Sure, you understand what I'm talking about? Supernatural life is having the understanding of your basic authority as a believer. You are not supernatural if you don't know that one. So we need to deal with all those areas. And God will give us grace.
Amen.
God will give us grace, okay? So one thing I want to say, and I want to, let me end on this note. Please, I want to beg us. We should not struggle with allowing the world to wash us. We should not. If we allow the world to wash us, we'll find out that it's not too hard. You will pick leading easily. I've heard Bishop Francis Waleke says that because they have so much love for the world, when they began to pray, like Kennedy again told them to pray, he said he just found out that it was easy for him to hear. That the word of knowledge, word of wisdom, how will I put it? Gifts of the Holy Ghost began to follow. And I want to tell you, those things are also part of supernatural life.
Yes,
gifts of the Spirit.
Yes,
they are part of. So I'm not sure we'll be able to touch gifts of the Spirit. But it's an holistic thing. The way I see gifts of the Spirit should be very natural.
Yes.
Very natural to you. You praying for the sick. You understand? Revelational gifts. You know, I say tongues and interpretation is for corporate edification. Praying in tongues is for personal edification. You will pray in tongues to a point that you will break into certain realities in the spirit. I know when you pray in tongues a lot, you don't have a problem with hearing God. I know that one. When you pray, and you are praying in tongues to a point, certain things So anytime I pray in the spirit, I always speak things. Things are clearer. Okay? If I want things to be clear, I just pray. And when I pray, I just notice that things get clearer. The Holy Ghost begins to amplify things that may not be fully amplified before prayer. But in time of prayer, it's fully amplified. Then you can know that, oh, this thing, the Lord is saying it of a certainty. So like I said, the Lord is going to establish us in this thing. Okay? So we are going to still continue this for about 7 weeks. Because my desire is that everybody be baptized into it. So, like I said, please, let's be carried along well. We may not have an opportunity to visit this thought again. But now that we are doing it, let everybody flow with it so that the Lord can baptize you into it. God bless you. Can we stand to our feet?
Thank you for listening. We believe you have been greatly blessed. For further information, you could visit our website at www.thecitygatechurch.org. God bless you.